Hello, dear friends. How are you? I hope you're doing well, and good morning to you. In this morning, I drink too much coffee. I mean, too much. It's not good for me, at least for me. But I do it. I do it every morning, and my mother didn't know it. And this morning I went upstairs and said, "Hey mom, I have a box of coffee and I hide it in cabinet and you cannot realize it because she don't want me to drink coffee. I have some problems." And she always thinks that the reason of my heart problems is drinking too much coffee or hype or the things that contain too much caffeine. And you know, caffeine is not good, at least for heart rate. I remember last week my heart rate range was at about 85. 85 is not okay. Yeah, it's not okay. I listened to Amir's voice talking about Mustafa and philosophy. It was so funny, actually. I myself don't like philosophy, but I like the way, I like the attitude of my dear friend Mustafa. The attitude of him, the way that he looks around, the way that he sees the world, it's really good. I admit him. I don't know what to talk about. As Amir said, that he likes speaking about unimportant things, I want to say that it's normal. I myself love speaking about unimportant things, especially fashion and like Hollywood and modeling and things that are not important, even a bit. And I don't know what to talk about, but let me check the questions that I think Mustafa sent at the first of this topic. I don't remember the questions, but one of them I think was what makes you happy? Well, as you can realize right now, I'm really in a good mood. I cannot describe it. I don't know. I don't know why. Obviously, it's because of that amount of caffeine. So, what makes me happy? At first, I want to say that I feel really happy and delighted when I see my family in a good mood, when I see they're happy, they're okay. So, I feel happy. I mean, the feeling between me and my family is the same, okay? When they are not okay, I'm not okay. So, it's not all about myself. For example, when when my father buy a new car, I also feel happy. Or when my sister goes somewhere and came back to home feeling happy. The energy, that vibe also make me happy. Okay, when I see my twin brothers playing together, having fun together, I also feel happy. So this is one of the most things that make me happy. Seeing my family being okay and in a good mood. And the second one, there are a lot of things that make me happy. It depends on that person. For example, I enjoy cooking. I really enjoy cooking, especially when I'm alone and I just bring something out of the freezer and refrigerator, and I just play music and do something that I want. I just search for example, a new food, new dessert, and I start mixing different things together, and finally, always, to be honest, the result is okay, at least for me. I remember always when I'm making a cake or a pizza or something in the microwave, I call my mother and my sisters. I go upstairs and say, "Would you like to help me, please?" And they're like, "No, we don't want to eat pizza or cake or things like this. We are not hungry." And I say, "Okay." And then I start making that food. And then they realize that the work is almost done, they come to downstairs and say, "Hi, please share your food with us. We are so hungry." And it's really funny for me. I don't know what you feel about that, but it's so funny for me. And I want to add something. In our relatives, when someone wants to, for example, make a birthday cake or a special pizza, they just normally call me and say, "Hi, Emirelli, please." I cannot stop laughing about this. For example, my aunt, "Please send the recipe of your birthday cake or this stuff," and it's really good. And another thing is my plants. For example, when I see my plants that they are okay and they are in a good mood, I feel so good. But when I realize that they're not okay, I just don't feel good. So I love watering my plants and just talking to them. They are so good. And another thing is going out with the ones that I like, not everybody, and going out alone. Let me tell you something. I remember I had a class for about 4 hours, and I was so tired. I decided to go to a cafe, and let me ask you a question. Which one is correct? Coffee shop or cafe? I don't know which one is correct and not important. And I go there, and it was like two couples sitting on a table, and I was alone. I just sat on a table and ordered just a cup of coffee, and I didn't know what to do, where to look. When the couples go to coffee shop, they just watch together, face to face, talk about different things and spend time together. I didn't know what to do. Firstly, I decided to check my phone, and I realized it's really boring. And then you can't believe it. I saw one of my classmates. She was a good girl, really. That came to that coffee with her partner. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I act like I didn't saw her. Actually, I saw her, but I act like I didn't realize that she was there. And when I was leaving the cafe, she said, "Hello, Emirelli, how are you?" And I said, "Yeah, nice to see you. I'm really happy that I see you with your partner." And I went to their table, and I sat there, and we just talked about half an hour. It was so good. I really felt happy that day. I met a new friend, okay? I mean Peyman, he's her partner. And so the third one is meeting a new friend, and yes, making friend with someone. And another thing is driving alone. I do love driving alone with my favorite musics. I say alone because I can go everywhere. When I feel depressed or unhappy, I had a bad days. No, let me say awful days, awful week. You know what I'm talking about. Atıf and Mustafa, you know what I'm talking about. But now, this morning, I don't know. I just feel happy for no reason. I didn't found a reason to be happy, so I decided to just feel happy. A fake happiness, maybe. And yes, driving alone. And another thing I don't know. Another thing is going on a journey, especially the places that I like. I mean, Antalya or in our country, I like going to Isfahan and Mashhad. You know what I mean? I mean, I said Mashhad just for shopping. Shopping is really enjoyable for me, okay? Buying new clothes, new things, and it's just so good. It feels better when you have your mother's or your father's credit card, okay? I remember last year we went to Mashhad, and I don't know, I just forgot to bring my credit card. And I told my father, please give me your credit card. And I just myself alone went to I don't remember that shopping mall's name. I don't know that new shop. That was new. It was near to. It was next to Ferdowsi 2. And I went to that shopping mall at, I mean, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. And I leave there at about 5. You can't believe it. I just bought everything. That the things that it that they weren't even necessary for me. And it's so funny. It really makes me happy, okay? But when I have my own credit card, I'm like this. No, I don't like this. No, that's just not necessary. No, that's not okay. But when I have my mother's or father's credit card, I just like, I want this one, I want this one, and this one, also this one, also this one, and it's really good. So buying and different things, not especially clothes, and walking, a simple thing. It's really simple. Walking, most of the times alone, listening to my favorite musics, and sometimes with my friends, with my sister, and with my family, maybe in the mornings. There are a lot of things that I enjoy and make me happy, but I cannot think about that anymore. And my voice is too much. It's about 50 minutes, so I don't want to talk about it anymore. And I don't want to talk about the meaning of life because I cannot say anything because there's no meaning for it, okay? And I do not believe in Allah, I do not believe in karma. And dear Atafal and Mustafa, I wanna tell you that you destroyed my beliefs. You destroyed completely, and it's really good. I feel a little bit more open-minded than last year because I've been thinking about different subjects. And I remember I was talking with my mother, and she said, "What just happened to you? You have changed." And I said, "No." And I hide my thoughts, because I don't like talking about religion, philosophy. Philosophy is really better and than talking about religion because it's just rubbish, okay? And at the end of my voice, let me ask you some questions, some unimportant things. The first question is, which kind of coffee do you prefer? I mean, French espresso or Turkish one or which one? There are a lot of types. Latte, cappuccino, and especially in this hot weather, iced latte is really good. I prefer that one. And what do you think about that? The second question is, let me talk about art. I used to draw maybe last year or 2 years ago, and I love it. I know in our topic, some of our friends are still drawing. If you are still drawing, please share your experience and how it makes you feel happy and talk more about that. And the third one is really good. Who's your favorite celebrity? It's I don't mean just Hollywood or things like that. Who's your favorite celebrity? Actress, actor, singer, and it's not important. Just who's your favorite and why? And talking about, oh yes, this one is good. Which country do you prefer to travel and which country do you prefer to just go and have fun? Okay, thank you. Thank you for listening to my audio. You must have put it in 2x because it's so long. And bye for now.